Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the outset, let me express my sincere gratitude of the assumption of chairmanship to this important meeting of the GGE, which aims to discuss emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems or laws. I'm very, very grateful for the thorough and transparent preparation of this meeting, which will fulfill the decision of the Fifth Review Conference held last December. And I see so many papers already submitted to this forum. And also, I support your approach to propose concrete agenda items while looking at a broad range of challenges. And thank you for providing a stimulating, somewhat philosophical, I think, food for thought paper to be discussed based upon the deliberations during the last three informal meetings of experts. I personally respect your wisdom and willingness to integrate various aspects of the issues, and your experience both in academia and diplomacy will guide us to a fruitful discussion and successful conclusion. I assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation in your endeavors. Mr. Chairman, I view this GGE as an indispensable process, which lays the groundwork to establish a new norm regarding the relationship between emerging scientific technologies and military activity. I'd like to make some general remarks on the key issues related to laws in which Japan has a great interest. First, technology. Japan has contributed to promote peace and prosperity through our advanced technologies in robotics and artificial intelligence. I believe discussion should be based on the fact that those technologies are already applicable in various scenarios such as social, economic, industry, as well as education, healthcare, and disaster relief. Those applications are clearly bringing tremendous benefits to us all, and the development and use of such technologies are expected to expand rapidly. As laws refers to weapons and not robotics in civil use, our discussions on how to regulate or prohibit laws should ensure the promotion, research, and development of the peaceful and sound use of robots by drawing on the expertise and experiences gained in other regimes dealing with dual use technologies. It is a common understanding that it is not easy to decide where to draw the line between technical components enabling autonomy in civil applications and those in military use due to dual-use nature. Therefore, this practical and variable discussion, which will enable us to share new realities and changing challenges, will be indispensable. Second, the military effects dimension. Regarding military activity, Japan has already declared in previous meetings has no intention to develop robots with humans out of the loop. Furthermore, we value discussions on emerging military technologies based on their tactical and strategic discussions on emerging military tactical and strategic effects. There is increasing tendency to develop the automation of military equipment in many countries for various reasons. However, it is important to consider the security environment in which each country is surrounded and examine the possible merits and demerits of those developments. In this regard, I think it is important to listen to many well-experienced experts' view on the military effects dimension. Including Professor Heigo Sato from Tokyo. Mr. Chairman, last but not least, in examination of the legal and ethical dimension, if laws is to be deployed on the battlefield, it will be subject to international law, including international humanitarian law. Furthermore, it is not suitable to give the machine a right to life. In this sense, elements such as autonomy and meaningful human control, or MHC, which were presented at the last three informal meetings of experts, are instrumental in deliberating the definitions of laws, and I hope to have further discussions in such context. Mr. Chairman, the CCW is a unique international framework that simultaneously deals with issues regarding military activity and international law. Therefore, it is best to tackle laws in this forum. I believe it is crucial for state parties to continue this discussion in the CCW to help deepen our understanding on this important and complicated matter. Japan, for its part, will actively contribute to discussions at this meeting in a practical and constructive manner. Please let me express my sincere hope that this meeting will turn out to be most fruitful and insightful. Japan looks forward to the substantive discussion throughout this week. In that sense, I am confident that your well-balanced chair's well-balanced summary of diversified dimensions and insights during the whole process will help leaders understand the significance of this issue further. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.